The Imitation of Christ, Book 3, Internal Consolation, the 9th chapter. All things should be referred to God as their last end. The Voice of Christ. My child, I must be your supreme and last end if you truly desire to be blessed. With this intention of your affections, which are too often perversely inclined to self and to creatures, will be purified. For if you seek yourself in anything, you immediately fail interiorly and become dry of heart. Refer all things principally to me, therefore, for it is I who have given them all. Consider each thing as flowing from the highest good, and therefore to me, as to their highest source, must all things be brought back. From me, the small and the great, the poor and the rich, draw the water of life as from a living fountain. And they who serve me willingly and freely shall receive grace upon grace. He who wishes to glory in things apart from me, however, or to delight in some good as his own, shall not be grounded in true joy or gladdened in his heart, but shall be burdened and distressed in many ways. Hence, you ought not to attribute any good to yourself, or ascribe virtue to any man, but give all to God, without whom man is nothing. I have given all things. I will that all be returned to me again, and I exact most strictly a return of thanks. This is the truth by which vainglory is put to flight. Where heavenly grace and true charity enter in, there neither envy nor narrowness of heart nor self-love will have place. Divine love conquers all and enlarges the powers of the soul. If you are truly wise, you will rejoice only in me, because no one is good except God alone, who is to be praised above all things, and above all, to be blessed.